It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast.
Hi, my name is Nate Scott, and after much contemplation and much demand, I've finally made a decision to record Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. You see, Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth is a principle-centered, biblically-based leadership program focused on personal growth and entrepreneurship. And I wrote it specifically to address the fact that 77 million baby boomers are retiring and facing a cash flow danger, that 66 out of 100 people, age 65, earn less than $30,000 retirement, that 47% of people say if they had a $400 emergency, they'd have to sell something or borrow money to address it, and 68% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. It's about how to think versus what to think. Every chapter begins with scripture, but then I say, so what? How do you take God's word and apply it on a daily basis? I cover leadership as the answer, the cash flow danger, it happened to me, becoming an entrepreneur, choosing the right entity, raising capital, asset protection, protecting your financial privacy, reducing your taxes, retirement planning, residual income retirement planning, estate planning, and life is rich. Now, I have to be honest, I've resisted recording this because the book is so dynamic. It's meant to get you fully engaged. In fact, I use the Socratic method of teaching where I say, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. Let me say that one more time. If I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. My hope is that once you listen to this, it'll inspire you to go out and get a physical copy of the book so that you can actually engage in the dynamic learning process that I know has proven to be effective. But for now, I want you to just sit back or maybe walk or run. Regardless, I want you to consume this information and I hope that it truly blesses you. And then be sure to go to www.MrLifeIsRich.com and get your copy. Again, www.MrLifeIsRich.com. And I look forward to seeing you on the beaches of the world. And remember, you are the asset.
Chapter 13, Life is Rich. Hebrews 11, 1 through 3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In this book, I've shared with you in detail the financial danger and what you need to know about the financial opportunities in becoming an entrepreneur. The first chapters took you through the process of creating, planning, and then growing your business. Next, I shared some of the many sources available to find your business, as well as the best way to structure your affairs. We explored the different business entities that are available from corporations to limited liability companies. These entities can protect your assets, legally reduce your taxes, and keep your financial affairs private. Finally, I showed you how corporations and trusts can be used to fund your retirement needs and how they can be used effectively for estate planning purposes to let you make money, keep money, and pass your assets along to your heirs. So now what? Do you feel that you have the potential and the capacity to accomplish more than you have so far? Do you know that there are things in your life that are holding you back? Does fear sometimes reach you and grab you by the throat and prevent you from dreaming your dreams or attempting to fulfill your goals? If so, then I want to talk to you for a few minutes about my mentoring program, which is designed to help you identify your passion and design the lifestyle you desire so that you can live your passion full time. You see, I believe that each one of us has a purpose and a reason to be on this planet. I believe we are capable of much more than what we've accomplished thus far in our lives. I don't know anyone who hasn't just settled in their life. No one has the money of Bill Gates and the body of Will Smith or Halle Berry, the relationships of Oprah Winfrey and the faith of Joel Osteen. No one has all these things in his or her life. We've all settled, and the result is we're not creating our dreams. We're not living up to our potential. Most people are not flourishing. They're languishing, hoping for a decent ending. Hebrews 11:1 reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The reality is this: hope is not a strategy. The other reality is that your best thinking got you to where you are today. In other words, you have created your current situation, and if you created it, then you can change it. Too many people believe that practice makes perfect. Nothing could be further from the truth. Practice makes permanent. Practice is what creates our habits, and our habits are what are running the bulk of our lives and thus creating our future. See, I believe that each of us is in charge of our own destiny, and each of us was born to be great. I did not say that we each are born great, but rather born to be great. Daily habits done daily build the character required to focus on perfect practice, which leads to perfect. Unfortunately, part of being human is to see if we can do the least amount and somehow get the most. We live in a culture that seems to be based on instant gratification, which is a surefire formula for failure in every aspect of our life. The problem is that none of us can see ourselves swing. We all, too often, unconsciously, we're unaware of how we're sabotaging our life. I believe the higher you want to go and the more success you desire in any endeavor, the greater the likelihood is that you will need a mentor or a personal coach. A sniper is a highly trained soldier who specializes in shooting targets with the modified rifles from incredibly long distances. They're also adept in stealth, camouflage, infiltration, and observation techniques. A sniper team consists of a sniper and a spotter. The two-man team offers many advantages over the lone sniper in the field. The spotter carries a special scope that is much more powerful than the scope on a sniper rifle. The spotter uses the scope to help the sniper observe objectives and set up the shot. The two soldiers work together to get to the objective safely and discreetly and then set up a position. Here's the general process. The sniper team uses maps and photographies to determine the best route to the objective. Team members walk or stalk from the drop-off point to the objective. They set up a position. They verify that the position is well camouflaged. They establish an escape route and a second well camouflaged fallback position in the event they are separated. They locate the target or know it's on its way. They get into position. The sniper takes a spot on the ground that offers the best field of fire. The spotter lies on the ground next to and slightly behind the sniper. The spotter places the spotter scope so that it is as close to looking down the rifle barrel as possible. They work together to range the target, read the wind and angle, and adjust for other variables that may affect the shot. They wait for the target, take the shot, and get out of the area. Look at any professional athlete, and standing beside him or her is a coach who can watch the athlete perform. Even Tiger Woods, often considered the greatest golfer in the world, has a full-time coach for only one reason. He can't see himself swing. He can't see what needs to be corrected when something goes wrong. Furthermore, he doesn't know what to do to make himself better. His coach is there to watch his form as he swings and to help correct and guide him to his full potential in the fastest amount of time and to help him achieve the excellence he desires. There's no trial and error and no guessing on what to do differently. The coach sees the problem and corrects it. I want you to think about the last statement and think about who in your life is watching you swing. Who's your coach or your mentor? More importantly, is the person qualified to guide you where you want to go? Has the person been there and done that? My experience is that most people don't have someone to guide them and who will tell them the truth. The reason is because telling the truth can be risky. People tend to get their feelings hurt. Everyone is busy protecting the relationship, and the reality is that the relationship is often superficial or fake to begin with. My mask being in relationship with your mask. It just doesn't work very well. The problem with this scenario is this. You can't change a lie. You can't change what you aren't aware of or conscious of, and most of us are unaware of what we're doing or thinking that is producing the results in our lives. Following one of my events in 2013, I sent out a research survey to my list and posted it to Facebook. I wanted to find out what people really wanted so that I could give them that. Everyone has been in a seminar in which you get all wound up for a week or two after the event and then slowly backslide into your old habits and ways of doing things. So these students wanted a seminar in which they learned some skills and then went out and practiced for a few months. They then wanted to get back together, again with the same group of people to review how each participant did and to learn some more skills. They said that one of their biggest problems was finding a group of like-minded people to associate with and to learn with. It seems it is very hard to find other entrepreneurs who are dedicated to building something meaningful in their lives and who are going for it full steam ahead. They said they needed a team of people who could support them and encourage them in between meetings. They wanted someone they could report their progress as well as their mistakes and slips to who would actually care about them and want them to succeed. They said they wanted to deal in absolute confidence and trust so that they could be absolutely honest about their issues and problems and ideas without being concerned about anything that was said leaving the room or being disclosed to someone who is not a part of the group. They said they wanted to have access to me in between meetings so that if they got stuck, they could contact me and get my advice and help. They said they not only needed the business tools to be successful, they needed some motivation and tools to help them with balance and clarity and to be successful in their lives. I was listening very intently while they were telling me what they wanted and what it needed to look like. Fortunately, I had my recorder. I looked at this group of people when they had finished telling me what they wanted, and I asked this question. If this is what you want, and I create it and give it to you, will this be of value to you? Will you enroll in this program? And they said yes. That was the birth of my mentoring program. The topics we cover in each mentoring group are different because of the issues and problems faced by the students are different. Some of the topics we will have covered in previous groups include debt management, raising money, getting started, figuring out in which direction to go, communication, sales, marketing, negotiations, building the team, expansion, focus, balance, time management, leadership, clarity, creating financial freedom, finding new opportunities, producing passive income, turning ideas into reality, real estate strategies and investing, and forming networks and strategic alliances. Each group lists up to 50 different issues and problems they want to discuss, and that is just in the first weekend. And we cover every single item on the list. I continuously incorporate the ideas and issues that go into my mentoring program, every single item. My mentoring groups are limited to 30 people. The course consists of 2 3-day weekends. The meetings are about 4 months apart. I'm the only teacher at my events. I work one-on-one with each individual student on his or her specific issues and problems. Every student has a specific list of goals to work on and teams to work with between meetings. Every student has a specific team of people to help encourage and critique him or her. These groups become so close that many of them will decide to keep in touch and hold reunions months after the mentoring program has been completed. The bonds that are possible really are that close. If you want to see where you'll be in 5 years, look at the books you read and the people you associate with. The issue of team is crucial. People's lives are a direct reflection of the expectations of their peer group. You will adapt to gain or keep the approval of your peer group. Whomever you spend time with is a person you tend to emulate, so take a hard look at who's on your team and who's in your peer group. Do the people around you have a higher standard and don't let you get comfortable? We all know that to get better at anything requires us to be with people who can outperform us. My only requirement for attending this program is that you have desire. I don't care how old, young, rich, poor, or educated you are. Without desire, nothing can change. Without a desire to create spectacular excellence in your life, I can't help you, and no one else can either. I can't care more about your dreams than you do. People who know they have settled and are in a rut, people who feel they're not living up to their potential, people who want to be inspired to create their destiny, people who want to create financial freedom in their lives, people who want excellence are the types of people who attend my mentoring program. People who are happy with the status quo, who feel average is acceptable, who can hardly wait for the workday to end so that they can race home, prop up their feet, open a can of beer, and watch television for the rest of the evening, are not the kind of people I can work with. People who are content to tiptoe through life only to arrive at their door safely are all people who should definitely not attend this program. The difference between these two different groups of people is that desire to change and grow and be inspired to create their destiny. My thought is this: success does not go on sale. There's no layaway plan for success. Success requires full payment up front. Success is predictable, and so is failure. Unsuccessful people tend to look for pleasing methods. Successful people focus on pleasing results. Too many people say they're unwilling to pay the price for creating financial freedom or spectacular relationships or great health. That's backwards thinking. You don't pay the price for any one of those. You reap the rewards. When you stop to think about it, you pay the price for not creating financial freedom, for not creating wonderful relationships or fantastic health. All too often, however, we try to change our lives by trying to change our outcomes or circumstances. Have you ever made a New Year's resolution? Most of us have. Have you ever made a New Year's resolution and not kept it? Most of us have had that experience as well. Why is that? Why do we commit to change things in our lives only to gradually backslide and then totally forget about it? I believe that a commitment we make to ourselves should be no less sacred than a commitment we make to others. I think the main reason we make New Year's resolutions and then don't keep them is because we're focused on changing the outcome or the circumstances instead of the thoughts that produce the desired result in our lives. In other words, I think our results are nothing more than a logical consequence of our habits, which are a result of our actions, which are a result of our choices, which are a result of our thoughts. In other words, our thoughts have created our circumstances or given them meaning. And it is our thoughts that need to be redirected and changed if we are to be successful in changing our lives. The law of cause and effect is alive and well. Our thoughts and our choices are the cause. Our habits and our outcomes are the effects. Thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. People who are fixated on changing their outcomes are usually people who are laying blame or justifying why they have those problems or circumstances. In reality, these people are victims and have a victim's mentality. Victims are never responsible for their lives. It's always someone else's fault. The problem here is that we can't fix what we can't see, and we can't change something we didn't create. In other words, if we don't take responsibility for our outcomes, we will never attempt to change them because we had no part in creating them in the first place. The first thing people must do is to become aware of what they are doing or not doing to create the results in their lives. The price of awareness is responsibility. If you are aware, then you will be responsible, and if you are responsible, then you acknowledge that you created it. and what you have created you can change. My thought is this: change your mind, change your life. A study was completed of the graduates of Harvard Business School. What they found is that 3% of the Harvard MBAs are making 97% of the money. On average, the 3% was earning 10 times more than the other 97% put together. How can that be? These are all very, very smart people. They have had the exact same classes from the exact same instructors for the exact same length of time. They all read the exact same books. How can 3% be making 97% of the money? I know the answer to that question, and I will give you the tools to create the same results in your life. The mentoring program is about flourishing, not just getting by. It's about facilitating your dreams and developing your potential. It's about providing you with the compass, inspiring you being. It's about motivating you and holding you accountable for your actions. As Abraham Maslow has said, self-actualization is when you must be what you can be. I believe that being anything less than excellent and spectacular is a waste of time. Aristotle said, "We are what we do repeatedly." Excellence, therefore, is not an act, it's a habit. Your best thinking got you to where you are today with your life. If you could have done it differently, you would have, but you didn't, so you couldn't. Think about that. If your best thinking got you to where you are right now, would it be helpful for you to have some different thoughts, to have someone watch you swing, and to correct your swing so that you can produce better results in your life? Are there some areas of your life that you know you need to change, but you just haven't done it? See, change is easy. You don't have to do anything. Just sit back and change will happen. Change is automatic. Growth is not. Do you have a growth plan for your life? Growth is not an automatic process. You must have a plan. Where you are in your life today is a direct reflection of your standards. The quality of your life is nothing more than the quality of your standards. I believe that to change your life, you must change your standards, and that requires change and growth and a plan. If you have desire to take your life and your business to the next level, if you want to create spectacular results in every aspect of your life, if you want to live your passion full time, then my mentoring program is for you. As Mahatma Gandhi said, "Let us become the change we seek in this world." Thank you for your time. Thank you for your commitment to yourself. And thank you for your interest in my program. Be blessed.
Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.